my section of the table, because Robin has, I suppose he's been doing something in 2011, which is very much about 2012. Tell us what you've been up to, Robin.
Well, the whole year I've been putting this project together. All the spade work's now done, and the launch happens next month in January. It's a song for the using the Olympics as a catalyst, really, to try and get young people and older people to really focus and have an ambition. I remember Jenny was saying to you earlier on that she dreamed up this idea, and then you have to focus on it and see how you're going to put it all together to make it work. And that's what I want young people to look at.
We were talking about ideas bulbs. So did an ideas bulb suddenly appear over your head in early January?
Not quite as simply as that, no. I was writing some songs for a young lady in Barnum Village singing country music, and she wanted to write her own stuff. So I'd written this song, the lyric of it, Refuse to Lose, trying to give her something to motivate her, to try and get her to go forward. But then she said no, she didn't want to do it. So I thought, well, OK, the Olympics are coming, it suits that. If you think of an athlete at the Olympics, they have to dedicate themselves, they have to train, they focus that they want the gold medal, and they have to do everything they can to get there. They have to finance themselves, they have to look at the other athletes. And using that model, if we all look at it that way, and we have an aspiration like want to be a pilot or a journalist or a presenter like you, you see which route to go.
Do you know, it sounds like a song that ideally would sum up our 100 Lives volunteers, Refuse to Lose. We've heard so many of the stories of people that have had their ups and downs in the last year. It's not just about sport, is it? Like you say, it's about aspiration.
And some of these wonderful things. Look at Kev with his 52 marathons. I feel a fraud. You know, I mean, he's been absolutely brilliant. 5,000 quid, great. And these other people with all their aspirations and what they're trying to do and what they're... And you do get knocked back. But there's a line in the song that says, just rest your head on someone's shoulder and get going again. Sort of try to pick yourself up and go for it.
Were there times during the year where you were almost having to look at your own lyrics to keep you going? Because it can't have been easy.
Very much so. In fact, that has been instrumental in keeping me going. I thought, well, I must try and make it work. Otherwise, everybody will say, well, that's no good. So next year, I've got my fingers crossed. January is going to be a very big month for me. And then, of course, to synchronise it with the Olympics, it's another 6-7 months. So I've got to keep that momentum going all that time. With any luck, if the schools sign on and start showing an interest, we'll get a bit of exposure, maybe on news channels regionally around the country, and it'll pick up.
We will look forward to seeing an awful lot more of you in 2012. And we'll all, I think, bear that anthem in mind, Refuse to Lose. Thank you so much for joining us. You're welcome. We are here at Wakehurst Place hearing some inspirational stories. It's our 100 Lives Day, where we catch up on those people that volunteered at the beginning of the year. And now here's Pack Up by Eliza Doolittle.